This week we will pause from many activities to give thanks. We are reminded of the many times why we should be thankful. Some reminders will come from our own experiences, but others will remind us, lest we forget, that we have reasons for thankfulness. Whatever the circumstance, we know this: our thanksgiving is always directed toward the reason for it, that God has blessed us with beyond food, beyond possessions, and beyond too many turkey meals. God has blessed us with faith, a faith which moves us from where we are to the next expectation of what God has done, is doing, and will do for generations to come. Therefore, let us join with one another in our prayers of thanksgiving and intercession. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. On this last Sunday of the Christian year, we celebrate Christ the King Sunday. And through that, we are reminded that the little gods of death, of scarcity, and fear have no reign over us. There is nothing which can separate us from the love of God in Christ our Lord. For we know from where our power comes. We are thankful for our country and for the democratic process. But let us pray that we will move beyond political preferences to cling to the realm of truth. Let us give thanks to Christ our King for the redirection that he gives so that we reach a better place and a greater life. In this time of difficult world circumstances, it would be very easy for us to abdicate to a simple and undemanding life. Yet Christ calls us to something more. As we give thanks, it would be tempting to enumerate all that we have and forget all that we have to give. And above the celebrations, there's the screaming of, "Be afraid," and it almost drowns out the words of thanksgiving. However, Christ reminds us that we should follow his way, the way that he laid before us in the parable about the one who was beaten and robbed and left until someone quite different from the victim, dared to help. Let us be reminded that fear disables compassion and political expediency encourages tolerance of inequity. In this Thanksgiving season, while we are well aware of anxious times, we are reminded that the celebration of Advent is beginning. In that season, we acknowledge that there is hope beyond our imagining and that we live in the care of the God of all ages and places. In our thanksgiving, let us pray for those who cannot even pay bills or their utilities or medicine or get wholesome food. But let us also give thanks that we can, because of mission zeal, provide meals on Thanksgiving Day. Let us give thanks for those who have helped organize to serve and otherwise made possible the community celebration. For we have learned with St. Francis that it is truly in the giving that we receive. All this we offer with thanksgiving because we believe, as we pray, so it will be done. Since we follow Jesus and he believed the same thing, our anticipation of deliverance, accomplishment, and hope are sealed as we faithfully pray with our Lord and King.